I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 581, Turning Experiences into Idols. We've all had a really, 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 really cool experience. We loved it. We cherished it. And we want to stay in that moment forever, or maybe just try to repeat it later on. When it comes to experiences with God, we feel the same. It could be a camp high, or an amazing Sunday worship service, or a stirring conference or a retreat that we attend. Well, you know. I recently returned from the Apprentice Gathering in Wichita, Kansas. It is always a mountaintop experience for me. The workshop leaders and the ATOC speakers are walking with God on a level I too seek. The music is thoughtful in ways that soak your soul in Jesus' love. The people are my tribe. They see the Lord and seek the Lord and see the kingdom the same way I do. It's great. I've already registered for next year. But hear this. As great as that was, I must be careful not to turn the experience into an idol. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We love our experiences, but not more than we love God or others. I have a quote collection, and today I ran across this one. Unfortunately, I didn't write down who said it, but here it is. If I expect to meet God in exactly the same way and place I have met Him previously, I make an idol out of that experience. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to not turn your experiences, as great as they are, into idols. I often see worship teams do this. They relish the high of a great worship set where the Spirit of God was present and the people of God were praising Him with abandon. And then they want to reproduce that next week and the week after and the week after. And it becomes a quest for an emotional high. And I get it. But maybe that's not what God is wanting. God wants us to remember the past and learn from it, see His faithfulness in it, but also know that God is doing a new thing. In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19, Scripture says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Of course, that ultimately is fulfilled in Jesus, as Isaiah was looking forward to the Messiah. As we stumble and fall out of this pandemic, I have to constantly, prayerfully remind myself to stop trying to go back to the way things were before. God has not abandoned you or me or His church. And yet, we are not to create the old, but press on to the new thing that God is doing. As Elevation Worship sings, "Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is the place where you promised to be. I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? As I walk now through the valley, let your love rise above every fear, like the sun shaping the shadow. In my weakness, your glory appears." It's easy for us to break into a rousing chorus of, "Those were the days, my friends, we thought they'd never end," and on and on. And if we do that and stay there, we miss what God is doing now, today, in the new world that we're all living in. So here's the great question. Is there an experience in your life that you've craved and tried to maybe recreate and you're hanging on to so much that it's kind of become an idol for you? Let's pray this prayer from lasentinel.net. Father God, it is time for us to forget the past, forget the mistakes, and focus on what you're doing in our lives today. I know you are doing new things. You have placed new people in our lives, closed old doors while preparing us for new opportunities. The process may be painful at times, but we know it is for your good, and we will be stronger and wiser. Thank you for this clean slate. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 582. And in the meantime, thank God for the mountaintops, yes. But can we also thank Him for the valleys? It's only natural to want to remember and relive glory days, the intimate moments with God and the experiences of yesterday. But God is doing a new thing, podcast family. I find it fascinating that the very last words of the old Apostle John in his first epistle are these: "Little children, keep yourself from idols." I'm not sure what he meant by that. He doesn't tell us, and that's probably good because we can put whatever idol we have in that verse. As we close, hear my unknown quote one more time and see if it fits your heart today. If I expect to meet God in exactly the same way and place I have met Him previously, I make an idol out of that experience.